Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, your host for this special Connect with Experts episode of Connection Point. Today, speaking with Mike Mone, Senior Technology Manager at Kingston Technology. Mike is going to outline what you need to know about selecting system-specific memory that can increase server performance. And we'll talk a little bit about how memory also impacts your virtualization efforts. Mike, with that, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Let's start kind of high level here. Maybe it's the thesis statement, right, about why memory is important to server performance. Let's start off kind of describing the role of memory in virtualization, its importance there.
Absolutely. You know, virtualization is a memory hog. You know, you're going to need to provision your server with enough physical memory to be able to handle all the VMs. This is a common thing that happens in the industry where, you know, they feel like they've planned out their server for their virtualization needs, and they usually under-provision. They overcommit their servers, and that can cause bottlenecks and really lag the performance of their system.
And does that, Mike, go kind of across the board? Enterprises run into the same idea that, oh, we didn't plan enough for memory. Small, medium businesses, same thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, it's again, a common thing that we run into with our customers where, you know, they'll start off and they'll say, oh, yeah, we only need, you know, 48 gigs in our server. We only have maybe 20 VMs or something like that, 2 gigs per VM. And then they soon find out, you know, that they've increased the number of VMs. They're trying to get more utilization out of their server. And what happens is the VMs start ballooning into one another. And it caches onto the hard drive and really slows things down. And you get boot storms and things like that that will really compromise your bandwidth.
I mentioned in our beginning here, Mike, we're going to talk about how we can go about selecting, you know, system-specific memory. Let's, again, start a little bit high level. We'll drill down a bit deeper. But what specifically is Kingston kind of bringing to the marketplace in terms of memory that's helping listeners get the most out of their servers?
Well, you know, we've been around for 25 years, and, you know, 25 years ago, it was all about proprietary memory. There weren't really a lot of industry standards back then. So we did a lot of customization for name brand systems. These days, we've got a lot of industry standards with the JEDEC Council established, coming out with those industry standards. We have a seat on that council. And so we've got numerous product lines to address either kind of a white box server or a name brand server. So if you're talking about a Dell and IBM and HP, there are things about those servers sometimes that require special programming, custom chips, unique form factors. And so we sort of differentiate our product lines to address that. So we'll have custom solutions, custom branded part numbers for your big name brand server that we're able to guarantee compatibility. Because we bring those servers into our labs, do compatibility testing, in addition to all the other production and burn-in stuff that we do, so that you're rest assured that our memory is equivalent or better than the OEM memory.
Well, it sounds like then it's a focused expertise that your team at Kingston has kind of gone that route instead of the, hey, let's just make some kind of one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of memory companies that just produce an industry standard product and put it out there and say, yeah, we meet industry standards, and if your server is using an Intel or an AMD server chipset, it should work, right? But what we found out is that that's not always the case, and we'll see performance differences, we'll see compatibility differences in our labs based upon the types of chips that we may use or the programming that might be required to go onto the memory module in order for it to be recognized by the system properly. So, yeah, we put a lot of engineering into that before we release that to our customers.
I've been hearing about ECC. It's error correcting code memory. I'd love for you to kind of define it a little more detail for us and then talk about some of the benefits that it offers to organizations.
Well, sure. So server class memory, when you're talking about server class memory, you're really referring to a memory module with extra chips on it that will allow for error correction capability to occur. So error correction, ECC, error correction code, is algorithms that are built into the memory controller of the processor. And so if our memory module has extra chips on it, it provides, you know, 72 bits instead of just 64 bits, it gives that the memory controller enough extra headroom to be able to correct errors if they occur. And so this is just a part of a, you know, you can use unbuffer. offered eCCM memory, registered memory, load-reduced memory for your server, and they all feature those extra chips for ECC support.
And again, then let's dive into the benefits here. Tag on to it. We know what it is now. What benefits is a typical user organization going to experience if ECC memory is part of kind of what they're looking at?
Well, you know, I think challenges today is, you know, you really have to weigh the, you know, you're always on server, and, you know, you really can't afford downtime. So you've got to make sure that the components you're putting into that server aren't going to cause you downtime. We certainly don't want to send you a product that's susceptible to failure. And so we do a lot behind the scenes before we ship that product to you. One of the things that we do, one of the 29 patents we hold at Kingston for our testing capabilities, is we do a server-level burn-in. 100% of our memory for servers goes through these burn-in chambers. They go for 24 hours at extreme temperatures, extreme voltages, and basically we wear 3 months of heavy server use onto the module in that 24 hours. And so if it's going to fail, it's going to fail here at our factory first before it ever ships out our door. So these extra tests and these extra burn-in things that we do on these modules to ensure that are just part of the feature set that you'll be able to rely on for a server class DIMM. ECC support, there's other support built into the server, such as RAS features. Those are reliability and serviceability features. And those will also help you provide some redundancy. You can mirror the memory. You can do isolating the ranks and the DIMMs if there's failures. So you want to have those extra bits, and you want to have a higher quality product for your server. You're not having downtime.
Hey, Mike, before I let you leave here today, I was hoping you could leave our listeners with a couple kind of final words of guidance, if you will, kind of what some of their next steps might be, what they should expect as they kind of move down a path as they are starting to add memory to their servers.
Well, sure. If they're planning to add memory to an existing server, I think it's important to have a conversation either with your vendor partner, or with Kingston directly, and we'll be able to assess your server, what model, what processor you have installed, how much memory you have populated, and your best strategy to achieve your goals for your data center. But knowing, you know, your model system, knowing you know, what processor you have installed, that can affect the performance of the memory itself. And so we're going to help you determine your best strategy to plan for your future or your immediate needs.
So good kind of focused assessment. This is a depends answer, I know, but I have to ask it. Typical time frame. I mean, is this a project that a organization that might have a smaller type data center, is it something that you can help them assess in a week or two, a bit longer, average, kind of typical ballpark?
It's sometimes an ongoing process. You know, I think I do this on a daily basis, and typically it's within a couple hours. I'll receive an email from a customer. They ask me advice based upon the server they're looking at or their existing server and kind of what their plan is, and then I'll give them best feedback I can, given the information they provide. It may be a visit from a Kingston sales rep. Always welcome to come out and look at your data center or talk to you about what your plans are and where you're going with it to give you a memory strategy. So it could take a day, it could take a week. It's just depending on, you know, how much engagement you're looking for from us.
Well, and again, what I'm hearing there is a focus on the customer and really what needs they have. And you had even said it earlier, we talked about not a one size fits all. Hey, here's some general memory, stick it in your machines. You're going to work with customers to really make sure that what you're offering them fits into their specific environment. And again, assessing that can be a very specific conversation one-on-one, which is great. So I do appreciate hearing that. I'm sure our listeners do as well. I'm going to give some contact information in just a moment, Mike, but do want to thank you for taking time and joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
And folks, here is that contact information. Again, if you're interested in learning more about Kingston server memory or services available to support your IT projects, then do a couple things. One, obviously, contact your account manager and that team to talk to them, or you can learn more online at pcconnection.com. Phone number to call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send an email, we're happy to receive that. Connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection.